This is a study about the different grasses, species of perennial grasses and the nitrogen rates on the root biomass, basically, and the root shoot ratio, soil water content. The roots is usually absorb soil water and nutrients, and then also provide support for the above ground biomass of the plants. Roots are also serve as a main sources of carbon and nitrogen inputs for soil carbon nitrogen sequestration, especially for the grasses where above ground biomass is used for bioenergy production or the food stock. And root shoot ratio is mainly used to estimate root biomass and below ground carbon input. Most of the people doesn't measure root biomass, so if you know a root shoot ratio of grasses, then you can estimate root biomass from the shoot biomass. And there is a little information available about the effect of perennial grass species and nitrogen rate on root biomass, root shoot ratio, and soil water content. So the objective of my study is to quantify root and shoot biomass and the root shoot ratio of bioenergy perennial grasses applied with 0 to 84 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare from 2011 to 2013 in Northern Great Plains, which is in eastern Montana where I work, and compare root biomass and root shoot ratio perennial grass and a cereal crop, a spring wheat cereal crop, and then relate this parameter with soil water content. So the treatments consist of three grass species. We have got as the main plot, we have got intermediate wheat grass and smooth grass. There are two cool season grasses and a switch grass, which is a warm season grass. And a split plot treatment is a nitrogen rate, 0, 28, 56, and 84 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. These are arranged in a randomized block with three applications. Grass planting started in April 2009, and our study began in 2011 to 2013. Grass is usually harvested two times a year, July and October. And for comparison, we use a spring wheat in April 2013. Just adjacent to the grass plot that was applied with 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare as the recommended nitrogen rate. So the location is in eastern Montana. In case of root and soil sampling, what we did is we collected soil sample using a hydraulic probe with 5 centimeter diameter, inside diameter, from October after grass harvest 2011 to 2013. And we used 5 depth, 0 to 15, 15 to 30, 36 to 60, 90, and 90 to 120 centimeter, all the way to 120 centimeter depth. And this soil sample, we collected 4 places per plot, two between the grass rows, 2 in the grass rows, 1 between the plants, and 1 right above the root crown. So we did that within 2 weeks after grass harvest, biomass harvest. Within 2 weeks of biomass, we collected the soil samples. So the roots will still there, live roots. They won't die. So, and we collected all by, you know, between the rows, in the rows, one right above the root crown. And so we composited is by depth. And then a portion of those soil sample was used for determining bulk density and also soil water content by oven drying the samples. And then we separated the roots by using a hydro pneumatic eluterator. So these are the some of the plant samples. You can see this intermediate wheat grass. We have got the smooth broad grass. We have got the switch grass. This is the spring wheat. And this is a picture that I borrowed from CSE newsletter. You can see how long is this root biomass compared with the shoot biomass. This is the intermediate wheat grass root. The root biomass is almost 2 to 3 times higher than the shoot biomass. That's why you will see a higher carbon and nitrogen level in the grasses than under the annual crops, because of this root biomass contribution. Okay? So there are some results. We see those root biomass by depth. This is the root biomass. This is the soil water content. As you see, the root biomass decreases with the depth, but in contrast, the soil water content increases with the depth. So there is a direct correlationship. The higher the root biomass, the more water is being taken up from the soil, and the less water is available in the soil. And if you see the difference between the perennial grass species, you see the smooth biomass grass has a lower root biomass at the 0 to 15 centimeter layer, but they are slightly higher in the 30 to 60 centimeter. That's probably because soil water content may be a little bit higher in that things or something like that. But anyway, and if you see this, you know, the yellow tiny one is the annual spring wheat. You see those most of the root biomass and the surface layers, you know, about 65% of that total biomass from 0 to 120 centimeter depth occur in this layer. And the root biomass for the spring wheat, you see, is a very small compared with the perennial grasses. I think it's about probably 12 to 15 times difference. And if you look at the soil water content, you see the because of the small amount of root biomass, you have a higher soil water content for the spring wheat. There is a small difference between grass species, but there are, you know, because this spring wheat we just planted in 2013, and it cannot be directly compared using the analysis data. There is only 1 year data for the spring wheat. We just did it for comparison, but you can see the difference. The spring wheat, because the root biomass, there's a higher, lower root biomass mean higher soil water content. Okay? And if you took look at the total root biomass from to a depth of 0 to 120 centimeter soil profile, you will see there is a root biomass usually greater in the higher intermediate wheat grass than the smooth brome and spring wheat, switchgrass. This is the total root biomass in the spring wheat. See, so you can see how much the difference. There's almost 8 to 10 times or 10 to 15 times, I don't know how much. There is a difference between a spring wheat total root biomass versus the grasses. If you look at the soil water, total soil water content to the 0 to 120 centimeter depth layer, and again you can see the switchgrass has the higher soil water content. That's because switchgrass is a warm season grass. They grow late. The other two, this intermediate wheatgrass and smooth browns, are cool season grasses. They grow early in the growing season, early in the spring. But the switchgrass needs a warm temperature to grow. So what happens is that the roots, they grow and they start to take up the water. These cool season grass, they grow rapidly. But the switchgrass was not able to take the water because they grow slowly. That's why there is a difference in there. And if you see the spring wheat up in there, there is a higher soil water content because of the low root biomass. And you see the interaction of root biomass and by year, 0 to 15 centimeter, you see again there is a higher root biomass for the intermediate wheatgrass only in 2011. Same thing is true with the 0 to 120 centimeter. So the higher the root biomass you have, and then 2012 was a dry season year. It's below the average. This is our 15 year average, 115 year. But and the soot biomass, you know, there is a relationship between nitrogen rate and soot biomass only in the year 2011 and 2013. In 2011, we have a Kirby linear relationship, nitrogen rate and year, per soot biomass. And for the 2013, nitrogen rate has a linear relationship. And this is the root-soot ratio. You see the root-soot ratio. One 2011 has a higher root-soot ratio for switchgrass compared with the other two grasses. But this is 0 to 15, 0 to 30, 0 to 60, 0 to 90, 0 to 120 centimeter. And if you see those root-soot ratio for the wheat, is much lower. So I think it's about 8 to 10 times higher for the grasses compared to the spring wheat. That's the root-soot ratio. If you use the soil water content, this is what it looks like. You see those, again, there are a little bit difference in 2013. And, you know, a different interaction, 0 to 15, 90 to 20, and then 0 to 120 centimeter. The switchgrass tended to, again, have a higher soil water content compared to other grasses. And there is also some interaction between nitrogen rate and the soil water content among the years. There are some differences between those nitrogen rates. So in conclusion then, root and shoot biomass were lower in smooth brome grass than intermediate wheat grass and switchgrass. Root-shoot ratio was similar among parental grasses. The mean root-shoot ratio among the grasses are not different between the species, among the species. Nitrogen fertilization rate increased shoot biomass, but had little effect on root biomass and root-shoot ratio. Root biomass decreased, but soil water content with increased depth. And the switchgrass was less effective in removing soil water from the profile than intermediate wheat grass and smooth brome grass. Because of great root biomass, intermediate wheat grass can provide more carbon input per soil carbon sequestration than other grasses. And the annual spring wheat has lower root biomass, but the higher soil water content than perennial grass species. This is already been published in the journal, so if you want to have more information, this is in the field crop research, so you can see more information about this article study in this journal. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, our next speaker is Colleen Zump from the University of Illinois, and she's going to be talking about the impacts of shrub willow integration in an agricultural landscape on soil quality and biodiversity.